Let's do this one more time in the 2025 high school football season as we welcome you into our coverage live from Moret Stadium on the campus of Lenoir Rhine. It is the State 4A Championship game featuring the Reidsville Rams and the Brevard Blue Devils. Death, Taxes, and Reidsville appearing in state championship games. Their 31st all-time appearance going after state title number 24 here this morning and afternoon. Not so much for Brevard. First time they've been in the big game since 1982 when they ended up winning the 3A title over Birdie 15-7 in that one. Brevard 14-0 this season. Reidsville got off to that slow start, 1-2, shut out by Reagan, had that nearly 400-game scoring streak snapped that went back to the late 1990s. But since then, big rebound for them, getting into the state championship game. Andres Melgarejo has the ball teed up at the 40-yard line. He'll be kicking from right to left across your radio display. Are the designated home team, and here we go in the state 4A championship game from Hickory. Reidsville has used several different quarterbacks this season. It's been Tyson Broadway as of late, actually started out the year with Braxton Johnson at QB. But it's been Broadway who has been in control, 6'1", 182-pound junior. Now a man goes in motion on first down and 10. Back to throw is Broadway, stands in the pocket, looks, lobs, has a man. Catch made along the far sideline, juking and stiff-arming a man, getting up to the 50-yard line on the catch is LaDon Hatfield. 5'10", 170-pound senior, makes the catch in open space and picks up 22 yards for a first down. First down and 10, again, the Rams setting up in the shotgun, two wideouts to the right. Design rollout to the right by Broadway, surveying downfield, Cox's arm going deep, has a man wide. Wide open, Deontay Neal makes the catch, backpedals into the end zone, touchdown Reidsville. Two-play drive and a 49-yard strike from Broadway to Neal for a big hitter. Alex Penaloza, who helped lift the Rams over Wes Craven in the regional final a week ago. Right-footer boots the extra point up, and it ends up looking wide left. So just 24 seconds into the ballgame, it's Reidsville up 6-0 over Brevard in this State 4A Championship in Hickory. And still finding their way to whatever remaining seats are here at Moret Stadium. And already, Reidsville on the board. Talked with Brevard head coach Luke Coleman earlier this week, said, we've got to limit the big plays. Well, two plays in, a couple of big plays, putting Reidsville on the board first. Penaloza has the ball teed up at the 40-yard line, an angled kick toward the near sideline. Fair catch signaled and made by Braylon Thompson. Blue Devil fans are wanting a fair catch kick interference, and the side judge just threw it in late, right next to the Blue Devil bench. Quarterback is Christian Conley, 6'2", 170-pound senior, has 21 touchdown passes this year, only one interception. From the shotgun, two wideouts to the right. Instead, it's Conley looking left, has a man along the near sideline, catch made, and that is Tristan Thompson-Wynn, who was a game-breaker against Maiden in the regional final last week. Makes the grab, goes out of bounds at the 20. That picks up 8 yards and moves the sticks again for the Blue Devils for a first down. Now third down and 7 after a gain of 3. Zone read, they play fake, looking, lobbing over the middle, reaching up and making the catch, falling into the end zone for the touchdown is Brevard and Braden Crane, the sophomore tight end. He was wide open behind the Rams defense, makes the catch, falls on the O in Lenoir, and we're tied up at 6, 3 minutes in. And now the extra point, a line drive up and good inside the left upright by Andres Melgarejo, as they are up 7-6 over Reidsville in this state 4A title. Reidsville, the designated road team as the East Region champion. They alternate every year between East and West who it gets to be home. Rams are wearing white jerseys with navy blue numbers outlined in old gold. They have navy blue pants with gold trim and those familiar all gold helmets with the Ram logo on the back. Brevard in the home royal blue jerseys. They have white pants with white helmets. A large royal blue capital B on the side. Now Neal shouting out blocking instructions to his offensive line. Brevard fans making noise. Play pocket 4 seconds, 3 seconds. Neal takes a snap. Quarterback run to the left, trying to get to the edge. Now cuts upfield and breaks through. There goes Deontay Neal. Inside the 30, 20, forget it, he's gone. Touchdown Reidsville. Deontay Neal does it again. After the missed extra point earlier, it's an empty backfield now for Neal. They stretch the play out with four wide receivers to the right. Instead, they throw to the left. Jump ball, Kendre Harrison makes the grab. Two-point conversion good. It's 14-7. And when you have that big target in Kendre Harrison at 6'7", you can just throw a jump ball and let him go to work. Kendre Harrison, the number one tight end in the entire country. Five-star prospect, recently signed with Oregon. He'll be playing for a Ducks team that's bound for the college football playoff next week. And now with 6:53 to go in the opening quarter, lots of fireworks here in Hickory. It's 14-7, Reidsville over Brevard in this state 4A championship. These two teams meeting in a state championship game for a second time. They met way back in 1963. That was when you had regional finals serving as state championship games. They played to a 0-0 tie, so Drew, we don't have to worry about that today.
Oh, no, not quite.
Took all two plays before we had our first score of the game. Now first down and 10 for Brevard at their own 45. From the shotgun, Conley back to throw, looks right, throws right, has a man wide open on the far sideline. That's Tristan Thompson, Wynn, and Wynn is going to angle out of bounds into the Reidsville bench at the 37-yard line. That's another nice pitch and catch, goes for 18 yards to move the sticks yet again for the Blue Ducks. After the sideline warning, third down and two from the Reidsville 29. They'll hand it off to Nyrell Skinner up the middle, and he gets met by a group of Reidsville defenders yet again, dragging him down behind the line of scrimmage, and Kendre Harrison with a little fist pump to set up fourth down. A couple of H-backs with two wideouts to each side on fourth down and eight. Conley gets drilled in the backfield for a sack. Flags come flying in. We'll see whether or not the play holds up. If it does, it'll be a turnover on downs, and the Rams will take over at the 38. Legal formation against Brevard will be declined by Eric Teague, and Reidsville will take over on the fourth down set. Now Broadway in the shotgun with Michael Smith off to his right. Sends a man in motion. That's Deontay Neal. Flip ahead to him. Neal trying to get to the edge. Does. Jukes a man out of his shoes, running down the near sideline, and goes out of bounds in Blue Devil territory at the 36. Just a little shoulder shake, and then Deontay Neal leaves the man in the dust for a first down. Second down and nine now from the right hash mark at the Brevard 34. They'll hand it off on a jet sweep, running left. It's Demarion Whitted. Whitted breaks into the open field, inside the 20, inside the 10, and he's going to outrace Brevard to the end zone. Touchdown Reidsville. Whitted on the jet sweep, takes it 34 yards to the house. Reidsville starting out in the swinging gate. Deontay Neal in the backfield, which would look like another two-point conversion. They have the swinging gate out to the left as Neal sends a man in motion. Takes a snap, looks, hesitates, now throws. Kendre Harrison makes the catch of the goal line and strolls into the end zone for another two-point conversion. Great start for Reidsville as they seek state title number 24. They're up 22-7 on Brevard in the state 4A championship game. And beautiful day here in Hickory. Just a couple of wispy clouds up above. Looking out into the distance, you can actually see the mountains out beyond the end zone to our left through the trees. We actually have a few fans watching the game from apartments out behind the end zone. Some standing up on the third floor balcony, a couple on the second floor right below them. Great setting and atmosphere here at Moretz Stadium. Tyson Broadway with an empty backfield in the shotgun. Five wide receivers set. Kendre Harrison lined up in a slot to the right. They said Whitted in motion. Broadway takes a snap. Wants the bubble screen to Deontay Neal. Makes the catch. Has some blockers. And there goes Deontay Neal again. Shoulder shake. Inside the 20. 10. 5. Touchdown as he dives across the goal line. Deontay Neal. Hat trick of touchdowns in the first half. And he simply just shrugs to his teammates as they come to celebrate with him in the end zone. A 52-yard pitch and catch on the bubble screen for six. Penaloza, 0-for-1 on point after tries so far today. Hooked it wide left back in the first quarter. Another one. This one doinks off the left upright and bounces back into the end zone. So 0-for-2 from Penaloza, who had that go-ahead field goal against Wes Craven in the regional final last week to help push the Rams into the state championship game. This time he clangs it off the yellow upright. And with 11:07 to go in the first half, it's 28-7 Reidsville over Brevard. Angled kick to the far sideline. This time, Braylon Thompson decides to return it, and he's able to break into the clear. Up across the 40 to the 45-yard line, and that gets a nice round of applause from the Blue Devil fans, who thought he maybe should have returned it once or twice more, as he ends up picking up 15 yards against the Blue Devils' great field position. Now they'll set up in the shotgun with two wideouts to the right, one to the left. Ball's on the left hash mark. Conley takes a snap, design quarterback run to the right, angling across the hash marks, lost control of the football. It's Stu Luce raining down, and getting it is Deontay Neal on the fumble recovery at the 31-yard line. That time the ball just squirted out of Christian Conley's hands as he was breaking into the open field for a big gain, and Reidsville gets the turnover.
That is the 15th fumble recovery for Reidsville this season and 33rd takeaway.
On first down, swing pass, Kendre Harrison stiff arms a man, stays on his feet along the far sideline, tiptoeing on the sidelines. He's racing clear all the way. Kendre Harrison takes it to the house on one play. A 70-yard strike for the Rams as they go for another big play.
Now Reidsville operating out of the swinging gate. They're 0 for 2 on point after try, so they're going to go for 2 here. Deontay Neal being pressured in the backfield. Spins away, looks, now surveys, looks, fires to the middle of the end zone. Wide open, making the catch is Frankie Galloway in the back of the end zone atop of the R in Lenore Rhine, just above the hyphen. Two-point conversion good after Deontay Neal scrambled around. And with 9:48 to go in the first half, it's all Reidsville. 36-7 over Brevard in this state 4A championship.
Right now, Deontay Neal is on video game mode.
Yeah.
He ran all the way back to about the 25-yard line and then fired a strike to the back of the end zone to Frankie Galloway. Conley from the shotgun takes a snap. Has time. Ball batted up in the line of scrimmage and intercepted. Kendre Harrison got his left paw on it. And coming down with the pick is Richard Brathwaite, 5'9", 150-pound junior. Right place, right time. Makes the interception at the Brevard 35.
Only the second interception of the entire season for Christian Conley. Broadway from the shotgun takes the belt high snap. Back to throw. Has time in the pocket. Looking. There's Kendre Harrison. Makes the catch. Strolls into the end zone. Touchdown Reidsville. One play after the turnover. It's Harrison on both ends.
Now Alex Penaloza, who's going to try and make his first extra point of the afternoon. 0 for 2 so far. Missed wide left, then clanged it off the upright on his second try. High snap. Good hold by Deontay Neal. The kick is up. It's end over end. It's right down the middle this time. And with 7:39 to go in the first half, it is Reidsville 43, Brevard 7 in this state 4A championship.
Well, we wondered what kind of swan song Kendre Harrison and Deontay Neal would have for their high school football careers. We're getting a pretty clear indication as Deontay Neal with 3 touchdowns and a fumble recovery. Kendre Harrison with a couple of two-point conversion catches, 2 touchdown catches, and a batted pass that led to an interception. That is star power at work. The fans in the third floor apartment decided they've seen enough.
Yeah.
They headed inside for lunch. Fans on the second floor of the apartment complex are still looking. Broadway in the gun. Sends Deontay Neal in motion. Flip ahead to him. Neal stiff arms a man across the 45, 40-yard line, and speeds his way out of bounds on the near sideline.
Deontay Neal forced out by
ends up
11, Aiden Cantrell.
Being slowed down by one of the officers on duty on the sideline at the 25-yard line. He's about the only guy who could stop Deontay Neal today. Broadway again in the shotgun. Takes a chest-high snap. Back to throw under pressure, and he's going to crumple down for a sack. That time the pocket collapsed around him. And Brevard was able to break through. Garen Littleton among those in on the stop, the 5'11", 200-pound senior.
And it looks like Luke Coleman is going to take this one into the locker room for some adjustments at halftime with his team down 43-7 to a powerful Reidsville team that has been on absolute fire during the last couple of months.
Reidsville has the ball teed up at the 40-yard line. They'll be kicking from right to left to begin the second half. Brevard will get the opening kickoff of the third quarter. And it's taken by Tristan Thompson-Wynn, going from left to right, now angling upfield to the 35-yard line before he is wrapped up and brought down there. Coming in and making the stop was Derek Lyons for Reidsville, and the Blue Devils will go to work. Conley looks, has a man over the middle. Akai Agyapon makes the grab and is able to drag a Rams defender with him across midfield to the 47-yard line of Reidsville. As Christian Conley play fakes, back to throw, stands tall in the pocket under pressure, looks, fires, has a man, catch made, and backpedaling into the end zone for a touchdown is Brevard. Tristan Thompson-Wynn, able to maintain concentration through some heavy coverage, makes the grab and gets into the end zone for a touchdown.
Now the extra point is deflected, and it ends up carrying over the crossbar just barely. That ball just had enough juice from Andres Melgarejo as it got deflected at the line. But now with 6:43 to go in the third quarter, Brevard has made it a 43-14 game against Reidsville in this state 4A championship.
Reidsville has Deontay Neal back deep to return, has a kickoff return for a touchdown this season. And they kick it in the exact opposite direction of Deontay. Brought in at the 10-yard line across the 20, 25, 30. And there goes Jordan Robinson. Robinson down the far sideline, tiptoeing, staying in bounds. And he's going to take it to the house. A 90-yard kickoff return for a touchdown by the Rams. And now Alex Penaloza on for the extra point. So those smiles on the Brevard sideline were short-lived. Penaloza with a line drive kick that just makes it inside the left upright. And with 5:22 to go in the third quarter, it is now 50-14. Reidsville in front of Brevard in this state 4A championship. Now from the shotgun, Christian Conley, 6'2", 170-pound senior. Takes the helmet high snap, pump fakes, looks, now fires downfield, going for the home run ball, and making the catch is Thompson Wynn. Spins away from a defender and almost escaped a second tackle try. Savion Johnson with the touchdown saving tackle at the 12, but another big gain to Thompson Wynn for a first down. Clock hits all zeros here in Hickory. So they make that long walk all the way to the other side of the field here at Moret Stadium. And the coronation waits in 12 minutes for Reidsville. The Rams are up 50-14 on Brevard in this state 4A championship game. Now on first down and 8. Conley back to throw. Pressure in the backfield. And he's going to get wrapped up and brought down for a sack. Josiah Samalu comes in and makes the stop at the 17-yard line. A loss of 5. That's going to make it second down. Here comes a blitz as Conley looks, lobs for the end zone, reaching up, and it's going to be intercepted. A great pickoff by Deontay Neal. It's an automatic touchback. He wanted so badly to run it out from 7 yards deep, but it's an automatic touchback, and Reidsville's going to take over at the 20. Second down and 15 now for Reidsville at their own 15-yard line. Under 8 minutes to go in the ballgame. Two receivers to the boundary right. Johnson claps his hands. Pitch ahead to Deontay Neal. Neal trying to turn the corner. Now stops. Wants to reverse his field. Go back the other way.
Boy.
Now he's trying to pull a Reggie Bush move. Going back to the 10-yard line. Up to the 15. Spins away from a tackle.
Wow.
And all that for a gain of 2.
Yeah.
That was the most exciting 2-yard gain you're going to hear all season long. Deontay Neal, who is committed to play basketball at UNC Greensboro next year. Deontay Neal, tremendous athlete, trying to win multiple state titles in football and basketball. Same with Kendre Harris. Timeout called by Eric Teague in Reidsville. They're going to bring the starters out of the game to a standing ovation over on the far sideline. They'll get the heroes welcome. Christian Conley, bubble screen to Tristan Thompson-Wynn, eludes the defender, maneuvers his way to the far sideline, and goes out of bounds inside the Reidsville 25. So another 16-yard gain and a first down on the quick pitch and catch to Thompson-Wynn. Conley has Tristan Thompson-Wynn, jukes the defender, gets inside the 10, inside the 5, and gets into the end zone. Touchdown, Brevard. Tristan Thompson-Wynn might be suiting up for East Carolina when he moves on to college. He's only a junior now, but he's able to scamper into the end zone from 13 yards out to cut the margin down to 30, 50-20 with 3:14 to go. Eric Teague looking on over on the far sideline, a smile on his face. Taking over for his dad, Jimmy Teague, who won 339 games in his storied career.
There's the water bath.
As Eric Teague just got dumped with water. They're going with the smaller water bottles this year, not the full Gatorade jugs like they have in years past. Saw that with Darryl Brown and Grimsley last night. Of course, it was below freezing last night when Darryl Brown got the spritz on the sideline. Down to the final 20 seconds here in Hickory as everybody on the Reidsville sideline rises to their feet. No more snaps need to be taken by the Rams. As a drenched Eric Teague takes one final look at the scoreboard. And for the 24th time in program history, the football capital of North Carolina reigns supreme. The Reidsville Rams win the state 4A championship, defeating Brevard 50-20. Second state championship under Eric Teague's watch. That is the 10th state championship for the Teague family. Jimmy won 8. Eric now with 2. And Reidsville with an absolutely dominant performance from the jump here against Brevard today.